Could the coin of the realm get minted from zeros and ones? I'm David Brancaccio. Britain is exploring an official cryptocurrency backed by its central bank. What would they call it? Think about it for a second. Right? They want to call it the Britcoin. So where are the Americans on this? Karen Petru follows Fed policy at Federal Financial Analytics. Hello there.
Good morning, David.
As the Bank of England thinks about embracing digital currency and sounding at least innovative, the Federal Reserve in the U.S., I mean, we're not ruling it out.
No. Jay Powell has very cautiously said that the Fed is open to it, but it will not rush into it. He said that because the dollar is so critical to the globe and also to the United States, in terms of our soft power, or maybe not so soft, around the world, a central bank digital currency based on the dollar has got to be really, really sound.
Yeah, proponents of cryptocurrency, among the things they like is that it does represent a challenge to central banks, right? It sort of wrests some of the control away from central banks in terms of policy.
It really changes what money is. Money is never a real thing. Money is what we each accept as a store of value, a safe place for value, something we can count on for our retirement, and as a medium of exchange. And whatever that money is in our minds is a tool for tremendous amount of wealth and power.
And if you want to read more about it, check out Karen Petru's book, Engine of Inequality, The Fed and the Future of Wealth in America. Karen, always good to talk to you.
Thank you, David. It's a real pleasure.
The House of Representatives has passed a bill that would give the cannabis industry access to banking services, which now could run afoul of anti-money laundering laws. Its Senate prospects are unclear. Here's Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer.
The legislation is called the SAFE Act. Cannabis is still illegal under federal law, and most banks shy away from letting marijuana businesses open accounts because cash from cannabis could be considered proceeds from illegal activity, and banks don't want to violate money laundering laws. The SAFE Act passed by the House yesterday would exempt marijuana business transactions from those laws, so cannabis businesses could open checking accounts, get lines of credit and credit card processing. Right now, they do business all in cash. The Senate Banking Committee will have jurisdiction over the bill once it arrives in the Senate. Democrat Sherrod Brown of Ohio heads the committee. Brown has said he wants the legislation to include an overhaul of prison sentences for drug-related offenses. That could be a stumbling block for Republican senators whose votes are needed for the bill to pass. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
There are many competing but unsubstantiated theories why today, 420, is associated with weed. I like the Bob Dylan theory. Rainy Day Women, number 12 and 35, and the power of multiplication. You can look it up if so inclined. Mexico City is known for progressive rules on women's rights. Abortion is legal. There are reserved seats on public transportation to mitigate harassment and gender parity rules for women in elected roles and government appointments. But now issues surrounding access to sanitary products are creating tensions among businesses, feminists, environmentalists, and the government. From KJZZ's Mexico City Bureau, Rodrigo Cervantes reports.
Since January, Mexico City started a new phase of its single-use plastic ban. The law now forbids, among other plastics, straws, coffee capsules, and tampon applicators. Ornella Garelli works for Greenpeace Mexico on consumption issues.
Menstrual products, including tampons, are contributing to the pollution of our environment.
Garelli says there's no data showing how much female sanitary products contribute to pollution, but the nonprofit estimates that products are similar to disposable diapers, which account for almost 7% of waste. She also says the government should take more steps to ensure women have access to alternative products, and she says the plastics industry should have developed other options. A feminist nonprofit group fighting against taxes on menstrual sanitary products opposes the ban on plastic tampons. Menstruación Digna says these products should be free for low-income women. Anaí Rodríguez is the group's spokesperson.
que no se contempló una perspectiva de género al...
Rodriguez says the law has no gender perspective. She says tampons are the best choice for many women, while environmentally friendly choices, like menstrual cups, are expensive and rare. Susan Hernandez is technical manager for Mexico's National Association of the Plastic Industry.
Realmente no hubo ningún tiempo para que...
Hernandez says the industry is not against regulations, but the government didn't give them enough time to develop alternatives to single-use plastics. Marta Tagle is a congresswoman who opposes the ban on plastic applicators as well as taxes on menstrual products.
Puede llegar a representar hasta el 8% de sus ingresos mensuales.
Tagle says data collected by Mexico's Congress show female sanitary products can cost up to 8% of a woman's income. She says taxes on those products provide the equivalent of about $143 million annually to the government, while jewelry and magazines are tax-exempt. Women hold nearly half the seats in Mexico's Congress, and Tagle says gender parity has facilitated more discussion of women's issues. But the congresswoman says the plastics ban, and the way it affects women, shows there's still much to be done. In Mexico City, I'm Rodrigo Cervantes for Marketplace.
Today we also look at record numbers of black people 40 and under who got into the stock market in the last year. Marketplace.org if you miss our coverage on the air. I'm David Brancaccio. You're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.